JJ, who'd wasted love, winner of the Eurovision Song Contest on Saturday night for Austria, after votes cast by juries and by public televoting across Europe and further. But a number of national broadcasters, including RTE, want an audit and a breakdown of that voting process, the public one, where you can vote up to 20 times, after Israel for the second year in a row won the public vote by an enormous margin, though not enough to win overall. Matthew Joyce is with us. He's a journalist for the Business Post and Eurovision content creator with the Irish Eurovision Fan Club. We don't have an awful lot of time here, Matthew. What's going on here? What's this row about?
Yeah, good morning, Gavin. So, yes, a number of broadcasters across Europe, including Spain, Finland, Iceland, Belgium, they've all requested audits, with Spain wanting essentially a review to avoid external interference and manipulation. They reference essentially votes that were received by Israel in the public vote. And the Belgian Flemish broadcaster said it was demanding full transparency over the televote, essentially. So, both countries there, they awarded 12 points to Israel, but their juries gave them 0 points. So, but instead then Ireland gave 10 points in their televote. So a number of these broadcasters essentially want a full breakdown of the voting numbers to see whether or not there has been anything suspicious going on. It's happened in the past, really, but a good few years ago, 2013 really was the last time when this kind of happened, when there were a few suspicions around the Azerbaijani vote, but then nothing ended up actually happening from that. This, however, it seems to be gaining some ground now.
Matthew Joyce, journalist for the Business Post. Thank you.